Hello, welcome to Journal Entries and the Beyond Mom Mode 5-Day Series. I'm so excited to dive in today, but before we do that, I just want to give you a quick reminder about how to get the most out of this episode and the series if you are a mom who needs help reprioritizing your day so that you feel like you're doing more than just getting ready for the day, doing school drop-off, working, cooking, cleaning, bedtime routine, repeat. And if you also crave finding something for yourself outside of your mom duties that make you feel inspired and joyful. The first thing that you have to do is go sign up for the Beyond Mom Mode series through my landing page at the link in the show notes so that you can unlock 3 bonus resources that are absolutely free. You'll get access to my How to Start Journaling guide, which you will quickly learn is way more than just gratitude, and it actually helps you tap into your emotions and feel a shift, feel better afterwards. You'll also get 100 journaling prompts that are based on your emotional goals, like stress, overwhelm, communication, how to better understand yourself, and even journaling for the good days, for when you wake up and you're feeling great, but still want to check in on yourself. And finally, you'll learn my exact 5 steps to breaking through big emotions so that you can end with a full journal entry full of understanding, hope, and action steps to essentially getting what you want. It's called my breakthrough blueprint. And that's not it. You'll get 3 of my exact blueprints so that you can see how to walk through it through your personal feelings around overwhelm, self-sabotage, and communication. But you can apply this to literally any feeling and any situation that you're going through. It is the one guide that you will need. It's incredible, especially if you are having some really heavy feelings. And the second thing to do to get the most out of this is participate in the optional homework. Here's how it works. Each day, I'm going to be sharing some of my best tips with you. At the end, I'm going to give you 1 optional question, just 1, and that is your homework assignment. It should only take between 60 seconds and maybe 5 minutes. There will be a link in the show notes for you to click and answer the question right there. So you don't even need to journal on your own or do anything outside of listening to this podcast, besides taking a quick couple of minutes to reflect. For each day that you submit the homework, you get 2 bonus points, and you get 5 bonus points for rating and reviewing my podcast. If you've already rated and reviewed, you can still get those 5 bonus points. At the end of the challenge, 2 people with the most points will win a $500 credit towards working with me in 2025, and it can go towards any of the pre-sale items that I will be announcing on Thursday, December 5th. A little spoiler, the things that I'm offering will help you shatter or squash, stomp on your self-sabotage patterns, and step into your highest achieving, calmest, happiest self ever. Again, all of that is optional, but definitely the best way to get the most out of this free training and work with me at the end for the cheapest rate, literally ever. Thank you so much for being here. Let's dive right in. Day 1 of Beyond Mom Mode. We are jumping right in with the number 1 response that I had to the questions that I ask moms about what are you currently struggling with and what is it that you want? Like, if I could wave a magic wand and anything could come true, what do you want? And what that is prioritizing so that you're not just like doing chores and all the things and only a mom essentially, but also so that you can have enough time and space and energy to have something of your own and like find your own joy. That was like the 2 big concepts that I heard from you. So today's topic is prioritizing your life, your day, your mind, so that you can have it all as a busy mom. And that's the main belief that I want to start off with, is the belief that as moms, we so often say, I'm so busy and everything is a priority. That's what makes it so hard, right? Like, everything feels like a priority. I have to have a clean house. I have to pick up the kids from school. I have to do this. I have to do that. And if I don't, nobody else is going to do it, or they're not going to do it the right way, right? You're trying to do it all and it's not working. You're trying to also be a good wife and work full time and come off as happy, go lucky. And are you really? When was the last time you even stopped to ask yourself that? We won't even get into that right now, but you're not leaving any room for yourself in that mix. And if you are, does it even feel good in the way that you're doing it? The aha moment that I want to right away throw at you is being busy is not the problem. Everyone is busy. If you ask any mom, hey, are you busy today? They will all say yes, right? The actual problem isn't being busy. It's that you're trying to do it all. And in doing so, you're losing yourself. I think there are two things at play here. The first one is that you're on autopilot. And so you haven't stopped to ask yourself about the things that you're doing. So you're just doing it, right? Because you're on autopilot. You're doing the dishes, you're doing the laundry, you're making the food, you're going about your kids' routines and your routines and maybe exercising. You're just in it. You're doing it. You're driving the car on autopilot. You also, in addition to that, that's the basics, right? In addition to that, you've got kids, you've got to keep them busy. So you're planning all the activities for them and it matters to you, right? You want to make them feel like you want to create memories. You want to make them feel loved. You want to do all these things. Maybe you even have Elf on the Shelf this season. I just started that and that's a whole thing, right? That's a whole thing. And maybe let's just say you are trying to prioritize yourself. Because I know that you probably are trying, and maybe you are doing self-care habits, or maybe girls' nights from time to time, or trips, or massages. But are they actually fulfilling you internally? Or is it just fleeting for a moment? Like you feel good while you're doing it, and then you get home and you're like hit with the wave of like, oh, okay. Mom hat back on, back to autopilot. And maybe it's even making you feel more stressed. Lots of times we're doing all the things, being so busy because we think that we need to. Or again, we just don't stop to question it. The big self-sabotaging beliefs at play here are the perfectionist and the controller. We think that if we do all the things in the right order or the right way, or if we are the one doing it, it'll go smoother or faster or correctly, and everything will get done, and maybe you'll even create more time for yourself because you're the one doing it. But that's not the case, as you can probably tell now that we're bringing awareness to it. If anything, you become a stressed out, unfulfilled mom because you're doing all the damn things. The second thing at play here is the either or mindset. I can either be a good mom or a fulfilled woman. And the guilt that comes with that. But let me backtrack and give you some examples of the either or mindset. If I were to not pack my kids' lunch in the morning and make them have the school lunch so that I could have a few moments to myself in the morning, that would mean I'm a bad mom. Have you ever thought that? Or maybe if I were to focus a little bit more on my goals, and if something were to result from that, like if I were to earn more money from it, or even if I were to be happy on my own from an experience without my kid, that would mean I'm a bad mom. Those are just two teeny tiny examples, but we don't stop to question what else might be true. Like maybe focusing on your goals and having it create an income or just having it help you become happier would make your family happier and open up more opportunities for you guys, even just more connection for you guys. Or that your kid getting the school lunch might maybe even make them a less picky eater. And you have the time in the morning to read a book or do something that starts your day off in a calmer and like just on a better foot, in a better way. The self-sabotaging behavior that shows up here is often the people pleaser. This is thinking about how putting everybody else first will make them happy or will even make them like you. And that's not always true. They won't always like you because of it. They won't always think, oh, she really thought of me. But even if they do, it won't matter, especially if it eventually makes you frustrated or even resentful. So just know that your desires matter. It's not the either or mindset. It's the and mindset. You can be a good mom and a fulfilled woman. both at the same time. And in fact, pursuing that makes you a better mom. So we're going to get into what to do next. But before I even say that, just asking yourself, like, what else might be true about this? Like, my kid might even become a less picky eater. I might gain more connection with my family. What are the positives that could also be true? Okay, so what to do to actually reprioritize and feel good about it? There's three things, and then I've got one quick homework assignment if you're participating in the $500 credit to work with me. The first thing is to release guilt around wanting to be more than just a mom. I hate to break it to you, but you are more than a mom. You gained the title of mother when you popped a baby out of you. Before that, you were a whole ass woman with so many desires, with so many interests and parts of you, right? We become a mom and we suddenly feel like that is our title, that is our identity, and you can only be a mom. We can only focus on that child or children, and it can suck the life out of you if you forget about who you are. You are more than a mom. That's why this whole week is about beyond mom mode. It's about damn time that you did something for yourself more than just a massage every now and then. So release that guilt around wanting to be more than just a mom. The second thing to do, we will actually talk about asking for and receiving help on day four, but a powerful exercise is asking yourself, what can I release altogether? What don't you need to do? What expectations or plans can you let go of because they no longer suit you? Like, literally just bring awareness to what you're doing. Maybe you're going to a holiday festival every single weekend because that's what all the other moms are doing. But now that you're aware of it, it's actually exhausting you. And also now that you're aware of it, your kid lights up just the same or if not more when you do movie nights at home with just the three of you. So maybe pour more into that. That's cheaper and way less energy and way less time than planning all the outdoor activities. Or maybe you're trying to keep your house so tidy because your mom thinks it's important. But to you, it doesn't really matter that it's super tidy as long as the main living areas are picked up and clean. So just assessing what it is that you're doing and questioning, what is my expectation? What do I want to do? And then the second part is, how would it feel to actually let go of those things? Which of these things do I literally no longer have to do? Play it out as if you were actually able to release it. And last but not least, allow your priorities to change. A thought leader in the personal development space says that as a mom, you can choose to be peaceful, present, or productive. You can choose one of those each day. You can maybe do two of those at the same time, but she says you can never do three. You can never be peaceful, productive, or present at the same time. So she says every morning when you wake up, choose one, and that will help you to guide your priorities for the day. For your homework assignment today, your one question is, what are you going to reprioritize today? Or if you're listening to this in the evening, think about it tomorrow. So what are you going to reprioritize today? And I'll give you a couple ideas to get you to start going, and then click the link in the show notes to just type something out, click submit, and you've got your 2 points for the credit with me. Some ideas, maybe to reprioritize and bump yourself, your physical self or mental self, emotional self up on the list, you're going to not clean the bathrooms today. Maybe you're going to ask somebody else to pick up the kids from school. Maybe you're going to order dinner out instead of making it yourself. Maybe you're going to cancel plans with somebody because it's just draining you and you don't want to do it. Okay, so click the link in the show notes to fill out that homework assignment, and I will see you tomorrow. Hey there, before you go, I just want to thank you so much for tuning in today. If you're ready to truly feel present in your life and have something for yourself that lights you up and brings you joy, don't forget to also go ahead and sign up for Beyond Mom Mode through the landing page if you haven't already to unlock 3 bonus resources that are absolutely free. You'll get access to my How to Start Journaling Guide, which you will quickly see is way more than just journaling gratitude, and it'll actually help you tap into your emotions and feel better. You'll also get 100 journaling prompts based on emotional goals. And finally, you will get my breakthrough blueprint. This is 5 steps to breaking through big emotions so that you end with a full journal entry that is filled with understanding, hope, validation, and action steps to get what you want. And that's not it. You'll get 3 exact blueprints so that you can see how to use it through personal feelings with the examples of overwhelm, self-sabotage, and communication. I've never bundled all of these resources together before, and never for free. If you go to my website, you'll find some of these for sale. So go snag them at the link in the show notes if you haven't already, because this all expires on December 13th. So go snag them. Thanks again for listening, and I can't wait for you to tune in tomorrow.